COVID-19 is something that's affected all of us. And we talked to a range of our ambassadors, firstly about how COVID has affected them and also what they have learned.
Well, with COVID-19, I think it's been hard because while having like Crohn's as well, that's made me more like vulnerable. And for the past year, I've kind of been shielding it and I still am. I'd say it does affect everyone differently. But like for me, it's like because I'm used to my own company, like I don't mind it. But what I have missed like through the whole pandemic is like seeing people in person, and it can be hard, like just maybe behind closed doors, just not be able to do as much as you would have liked. I think what I've learned, I think what many other people probably have learned as well, is that maybe don't take everything for, like, for granted. And like with the pandemic, it's affect lots of people, and I think like with hygiene as well, people will probably take into consideration now. Well, like of course with me, I even before the pandemic, I was always good with my hygiene. I was always have a soap in my pocket, just to be extra careful, because with Crohn's I can catch things more due to like the medication I'm on, putting my immune system quite low. But I think what people will learn is that because what COVID-19 has done is taken a lot from people. And I think like for through the years, when like past the pandemic, hopefully if there is a past part of the pandemic, I'm sure there is, but within the next 5 years, I don't think it'll be the same as before COVID-19.
Being visually impaired and like in COVID-19, it's been sort of good because you don't have to like look at the sun that much, and you don't, but it makes you feel lonely, because when you have such good friends like I do, you really don't want to leave them. And so what I've been trying to do is I've been trying to like listen to music, try and sing the music, and I've been trying to like draw my feelings out. And I've been just trying to like make me seem like less lonely. But now I'm going back into school, I can see some of my friends, and it's nice to see some of them. And my sister has been doing online work, and so she's getting along well. When they were back at school, they provided her with all the equipment she would need if there was ever online work. Has been quite hard for my mum too, because of her job. She's not allowed to go into her job, and so she's made friends at her work too, and it's just kind of been really hard. I think they've learnt that one small action can cause a very, very big reaction or consequence, or like, especially now, because some people are still going out and like mixing. And so their one small action with like walking with different families and everything, they could be spreading the virus without knowing it. And so they should know that one small action is like, it causes a big consequence.
It's affected me in a lot of different ways, because at the start of the year, Mum had COVID, and it was just, it impacted me just a lot, and it made my mental health like go really down, because I was worrying about Mum and I was worrying about myself, and I wasn't leaving my room for around a month in that time because I didn't want to get it. It just made me feel just so upset. Mum has it. She's also high risk as well. So she was also put into hospital because she was high risk, and it attacked her lungs. So that made me feel even more down, because she was in hospital and I couldn't see her every day. And then 3 days after Mum was put into hospital, I found out I had COVID. It affected me in a lot of ways, physically and mentally, but it just generally made me more down. I was just really stressed at the time because my schoolwork, it was just piling up, and I had to get it done. And me having COVID, not being well, mum being in hospital, my stepdad having to look after me. A lot of things just went happened in that time period. But mum was just very tired. She couldn't do anything. She could barely stand and walk. She was just on the sofa for like a whole 2 weeks after that. She couldn't do anything. But she's getting better right now. So that's good. Like, we have to like work as a team and be patient with each other. Just don't let your mental health get you stressed out. Just keep your head in the right direction and just keep hoping and be positive and be happy. But please just wear a mask outside. Please.
COVID-19 has affected me personally by, I'd say the main thing was my A-level exams got cancelled. That was a bit of a stressful time, but it all ended up okay. And then I got to come to uni and everything's online, which is different. It's good. But my family, we spent a lot more time together. I think partially it's been good for us to have so much time together, especially before I left. Like, we became a lot closer. But I think that people have learned like how to work together a bit more. I think the whole community has need to come together, and it's worked. It's going pretty well. Yeah.
I think I've had ups and downs, really. I think there's been times where I've felt really down. There's been times where I've felt amazing. I chose during the first lockdown to get really fit. And I took up running and started doing weights and all that, and I got really fit. So that was more of like a mental health thing to keep me sane. So I felt really, the first lockdown didn't really affect me, but now we're sort of in a winter lockdown and you can't do as much because the weather was nice and sunny in the first one. But when you can't do as much, I think I've had my most down moments in the winter one than the summer one, I'd say. Personally, and what my thing is, to appreciate the little things a bit more. I think before the whole lockdown stuff, everyone was so busy and everyone was rushing to do things and the world was going so fast. But when we took those moments to maybe slow down, and I think it made us appreciate the little things like going for a walk, spending time with your family, you know, even spend time with your dog, you know, just the little things in life we've learned to appreciate so much more.
So for me, for COVID, it's really affected my mental health, especially. And my relationship with my family has just gone downhill completely. Like, I wasn't having the best time with my family to begin with anyway. And then I was having thoughts like, do I need to exist? What is my purpose? And COVID really made me think about myself and what I was on this planet for. A lot of it was suicidal thoughts, and I was thinking, how can I stop this? And I just really didn't know what to do. A lot of the time I was stuck in my room because my sister was in her room as well. We were all basically locked up in our rooms. We had no communication whatsoever in our family. And still work for my sister was a nightmare. And I had to try and help her most of the time because of the fact both my parents are key workers. My mum works for the NHS and my dad's a lorry driver, so he's out all week. So he's not home because he sleeps in his lorry. So I was at home most of the time with my sister helping her. So college work was stressful when it shouldn't be for me usually, because of the fact I was helping my sister, and she's only 13 at the time. Like, during the first lockdown, she was 12 and she was having so much still work, and some of it I didn't even understand. It was very difficult. I think people, especially me as well, I think we should appreciate what we have now before it's gone. So like, spend as much time with your families, appreciate what you've got, spend time with friends. People couldn't see their families for a lot of the time. You know, I didn't come to my nan's because that's where I'd usually be some days because of my parents' work, and it was very difficult. So I think we should appreciate what we have And I think people know that now. And don't take what you see in front of you for granted.
Terrifying. Because you don't know if you have the virus or not, and the one could have like died or something. Possibly playing a game, like a playground. Possibly, I think God sent it because what we're doing to the world is actually deadly to animals. Not throwing away plastic out of their cars or like anywhere, like windows. Climate change has been so sad that the whole bottom of the lake is covered in car tyres and plastic.
I think when it first happened, it was so surreal because I've gone from, you know, seeing family weekly, because our grandparents were looking after the girls all week, basically, to not seeing them hardly at all, or just, you know, standing outside their house. And also I've been working since I was 18. So all of a sudden, because I was furloughed, there was nothing at all. All of a sudden it was like a holiday with nothing to do. It was very strange. Just the structure of life just collapsed very quickly. The getting up and doing the normal things that we've moan about, all of a sudden were almost irrelevant. Nothing really. Every day's, and it's getting a bit like that again now. Every day is more or less the same. Although I'm going into work generally, it's you don't know what's going to happen one week to the next. It's just very, very strange. I think you've got to learn to take more time with family and friends, because nobody could expected this to happen. We took a lot for granted before. You know, both of my parents are in their mid-70s, so are Sarah's. And it's just, you know, you do sort of realise how the time is going very quickly. And this last year, there's nearly been a year since we went into it, because we went into it on the 13th of March because we had symptoms in the house. You know, that year has just sort of flown on by, and it's like, well, it's a year we'll never get back, you know. So, also going on with what Rosie said about the environment, really. It's all, you're already seeing it, aren't you? Masks at the side of the road, that kind of thing. It's a shame because this was the big chance to sort of learn from, you know, less cars on the road, that kind of thing. Although I work in the motor trade, you know, it is a time we've got to start thinking about it all, really, and what we do, and everything we do has an effect. It's very scary still, I think. I think that's the thing. It's put a lot of things into perspective.
Yeah, at the beginning of the first lockdown, my family was all worried about catching COVID, and we didn't know we'd already caught it. And because my mum's diabetic, she was a vulnerable. So when we found out she had COVID, we didn't have a test back then. We found out we were glad, and I began getting a little bit stressed that people weren't social distancing, wearing masks. I really just wanted to shout out and just say, put on a mask or social distance. And when I went back to school, I was a lot happier because it felt a lot more normal. And then on the last week of school, we had to go and do home learning rather than doing that final week because a person in our year got COVID. In the new year, when we found out that 2021 had COVID in it again, we began knowing that on Christmas Day, we needed to have a COVID test to have our grandparents round. We had a nice little meal together. When the new year happened, we began thinking about our bucket list to do this year. A couple of weeks later, it was my dad's birthday. So we had a birthday cake, we had a lot of presents. We also, after that, my mum and one of my granddads, whose name's Toast, had their vaccination. That brings us up to date. They need to social distance. They need to put a mask on when it's necessary to put a mask on and to keep everyone around them safe.
The Maize and Cultures to Parent Support Group are sponsoring this series of the Multi-Schools Lowdown. We offer support for families of children and young people with special educational needs in the Colchester area. To learn more and get in touch, please visit the Maize website, themaizegroup.co.uk.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start